Hello, Audio Boo, and welcome to October Day 11. Now, I'm going to start off by saying that this boo is probably going to be a little bit boring. I'm just going to do a talking boo, because the topic was just sort of meh today, but I want to do every topic, so today's topic was songs from your childhood that you still don't really like, or artists from your childhood that you still just don't like. And since I can't find the motivation to go look up a bunch of stuff that I actually don't like, I'm just going to talk about it for a minute or so. I'm really looking forward to tomorrow's topic, and I already have some good clips in mind, and it's going to be a good one. But today, yeah. So I remember when I was a kid, we would go on road trips to go visit my family up in the interior part of the province. And my brother at the time, he was younger than I, and he was into some interesting stuff. It was before he got into, like, you know how every kid sort of has this phase where they like, interesting stuff that most kids don't like, and then they sort of grow up and they get into what's cool. So my brother hadn't quite reached the let's get into what's cool phase yet, and he really liked the Beach Boys. And I remember we had this tape that we were playing in the car of the Beach Boys, and I never liked them. I'm sure this makes me a horrible person. I don't understand what the big deal is about a bunch of guys singing about surfing. And I mean, I later learned through taking some music history classes and stuff that their Pet Sounds album was very revolutionary in terms of, like, what it did in the studio. Kind of like the Beatles, Sgt. Pepper Lonely Heart Club Band, or whatever that thing is. As you can tell, I really don't like that thing either, but, yeah, whatever. Like, I actually listened to both of those albums, and I just don't understand what the big deal is. It's like a bunch of weird sounds just thrown together, and it's like, sure, that was, I guess, revolutionary or something. I don't know. I don't get it. But the Beach Boys, yeah, the album had Surfing in the USA and My 409 and all that stuff on it. And I didn't really get it. And I still don't really get it. And, I mean, they do have a few good songs, I guess, like In My Room was good. And I think they had another sort of introspective song that was pretty good. And their harmonies are pretty amazing. But I don't know, the whole surfing / riding my 409 things, just sort of whatever. Didn't like it then, don't like it now. I'm sure there are others that I just heard in my childhood and don't really like. My brother, you know, his older years, became a pretty big fan of Green Day, and I gotta say, I don't really get them either. Their songs are really either really depressing or really weird, although they do give me a lot of childhood memories, so I can't really hate on that too much, because if I hear it, I'm like, oh man, this is nostalgic. But the Beach Boys, not really any nostalgicness, just annoying. Shut up with all your weird sounds and weird whatever Surfing USA lyrics. I don't know. And I actually heard that the Beach Boys never actually went surfing, like, or that they never went to the beach or something weird like that. Someone told me that, and I just laughed because they were obviously really good actors. But I don't know. They have a few good songs. Their harmonies are really cool when they want to be. And, like, In My Room was cool. And, like, I Get Around was okay. And, no, I think that was about it, actually. All their other songs were just annoying. Anyway, that's music from my childhood that I still don't like. So, I'll be back tomorrow, because tomorrow's topic is really epic, and I can't wait for it. See ya! Till tomorrow! 4 minutes and pause recording button.